Today, we're talking about how to build a shared life when you don't share bank accounts.
This is such a huge topic for so many couples right now. The old script was just mixing everything together.
Exactly. You got married and immediately went to the bank. You merged every single dollar you owned. But keeping your money separate is actually the new normal now.
Honestly, that makes total sense to me. People are getting married later in life these days. You bring your own career and financial habits into the relationship.
The data really backs that up. A recent Bankrate survey showed something super interesting. About 62% of people in committed relationships keep some accounts strictly in their own name.
Wow, so sharing absolutely everything is actually in the minority now. That is pretty wild to think about.
It really is. And it's even more common with younger generations. About 51% of Gen Z couples keep their finances completely separate. Compare that to just 15% of baby boomers.
You know, I get it. It gives you a sense of financial autonomy. You don't need to ask permission to buy a coffee or fund a hobby.
Right. It eliminates that daily friction over small spending choices. But it also acts as a boundary if one partner brings debt into the relationship.
Oh, that's a really good point. Mixing assets is one thing, but mixing liabilities can be super stressful.
Exactly. If your partner has massive student loans or credit card debt, separate accounts protect you. The partner with the debt can just own their repayment strategy.
And the other person doesn't have to panic every time they check the bank balance. But wait, doesn't keeping things separate make it easier to hide things?
That's the biggest hidden risk here. Separate accounts can easily turn into silos of secrecy. And financial infidelity is incredibly destructive.
Yeah, I can see how a private account could turn into a secret credit card pretty fast.
It happens a lot. NerdWallet found that 43% of partnered Americans have withheld financial info or lied about it. That lack of transparency ruins relationships.
That's a terrifying statistic. It shows why you can't just keep your money separate and never talk about it.
You hit the nail on the head. The great irony of separate finances is that it actually requires way more communication.
Because you can't just log into one joint account and see the whole picture. You actually have to use your words.
Right, and most people hate talking about money. So how do we fix this? The best strategy for most couples is a hybrid approach.
Is that the yours, mine, and ours framework? I've heard people talk about that before.
That's the one. You keep your individual checking accounts for personal spending, but you also open one joint account specifically for shared household bills.
So the joint account pays the rent and utilities, and my personal account pays for my concert tickets or video games.
Exactly. Your personal account is your guilt-free fund. Neither of you has to ask permission or feel judged.
I love that. But why even bother with the joint account? Why not just use payment apps to split the rent every month?
Because just sending money back and forth creates an exchange relationship. You start keeping score of who paid for what.
Oh, I've been there. You pay for dinner, so I owe you for groceries. It builds so much resentment.
Exactly. A joint account acts like a money laundering device for couples. It takes your money and my money and turns it into our money.
That's a brilliant way to frame it. The household is just taking care of its obligations. It feels like real teamwork.
It shifts the whole psychology of spending. But you still have to figure out how to fund that joint account fairly.
Right? Do you just split it 50-50, or do you base it on how much each person makes?
It totally depends on the couple. Some do a strict 50-50 split. Others contribute proportionally based on their incomes.
So if I make 60% of the household income, I fund 60% of the joint account. That feels pretty fair.
Whatever feels fair to both of you is the right answer. But you have to talk about it regularly to make it work.
That brings us back to communication. How often should couples with separate accounts be talking about this stuff?
Financial planners recommend scheduling regular couple summits. Just sit down once a quarter with some takeout. Review where you both stand.
I like the idea of adding takeout. It makes it feel like a date instead of a stressful audit.
Keep it positive. Don't ask why they spent so much on a credit card. Ask what you are building together this year.
That's such a better approach. It keeps you aligned on your big goals without micromanaging each other.
Exactly. So if you and your partner keep your accounts separate, here is your one next step. Schedule a low-stakes money date this weekend.
Grab some coffee and just agree to share two numbers. Share your total current savings and your total current debt.
You don't need to merge your accounts right now. You just need to build your separate accounts on a foundation of total honesty.
That's great advice. Because separate accounts should give you privacy, not a hiding place.
Perfectly said. For more guides on managing your household budget, head over to geldzak.com.